tricky ones. 412-200-5975. Ah, not yes siree, but the word Alan was looking for was okie dokie. That works. Liquefy is puree, P-U-R-E-E. So that leaves us with window cleaner. Can you come up with the answer to window cleaner? And I'll add to that, the clue, disc, disc, 412-200-5975. A lot of Saturday Light Brigade charges to dispense. It's been fun to have so many correct answers. 412-200-5975. Let's have a little public service announcement from Brian Bowers.
My mind on things. So when I go where the animals drive, I sing this song on the treacherous drive.
Them deer, they're here. Them there, they're here. There, they're everywhere. Them deer, they're here. Them there, they're here. There, everywhere.
At dawn in fields and coniferous groves, bucks and does come alive in droves. Just when you think that the coast is clear, there in the road is a white-tailed deer.
Them deer, they're here. Them deer, they're here. They're everywhere. Them deer, they're here. Them deer, they're here. They're everywhere.
In venison land, as the day goes by, the deer lay low when the sun is high. Sun goes down as the night draws near. Twilight brings up the white-tailed deer. Them deer, they're here.
Them deer, they're here. Them deer, they're here. Them deer, they're here. Them deer, they're here. Them deer, they're here. Them deer, they're here.
Bucks bed down where the tall grass grows. Fawns they doze where the doe does doze. Doze, doze, doze there. Doze, doze, doze here. Those are the habits of the white-tailed deer.
Them deer, they're here. Them deer, they're here. They're everywhere. Them deer, they're here. Them deer, they're here. They're everywhere.
That's Brian Bowers with Dem Deer. High in Squirrel Hill has a measurement of angle. Oh, I got it. It was your second two that confused me for a minute. Measurement of angle, F, or C. That's degree. Degree for a measurement of an angle. And the F or the C would be degrees in Fahrenheit or Celsius. I gave the clue disc before. Kathy got it in Youngstown, Frisbee. I also gave the clue window cleaner. Nick in New York City got squeegee, as did Jim in Crafton Heights and Jim in Blackridge. Yvonne says, historical term for an Indian coarse, thick calico cloth. That, I don't know. I'm going to have to think about that one. Jim is in Pleasant Gap. He has MC and puree and a parakeet for the bird. We were thinking of chickadee. Kathy had puree. Don in Bethel Park, good morning. He had squeegee, as did Alan. Ty also had puree. So I do not know the answer to that stumper Yvonne gave. An Indian coarse, thick calico cloth. So Kathy, or Yvonne, I should say, we'll need you to give us the answer to that. Oh, good. I think she just did. Oh, my gosh, goodness. Dungaree. Dungaree. Kathy just wrote, me, if I write you a check. Oh, the payee, right? The payee. This was fun. This is a game you can keep playing all day long if you want. We often try to have games that we think will be fun to continue playing. Thank you for challenging me, and thank you also if you took time to answer some of our puzzles, too. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets Ben's weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIU PFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio. In honor of National Poetry Month, we have some poems now about mothers.
Hi, my name is Brendan. I am 13 years old, and I go to Pittsburgh Morrow pre-K through 7th. My poem is called Mother. I appreciate that you love me and you gave birth to me. I'm sorry for the things that I did when I was smaller. You gave your life up for the family, quit jobs, and stayed at home. But you see me walking down the aisle when I get out of high school. You will be crying all over the place, cheering me on, so happy, filled with joy. You will be sitting in the stands praising me as I make a touchdown for my team. You and Dad would be glad that you raised a good son with a good career. I love you.
Hi, my name is Carrie Bell. I'm 12 years old. My poem is called I Love My Mom. My mom is the best. She's original, not like the rest. She's so cool. Sometimes she can be old school. She's so nice, like sugar and spice. She loves me, and I love her. She likes to read books. My mom even cooks. She's light-skinned. She's a winner to me. I treat her with love, and she says I'm a cute dove. She loves me, and I love her. My mom is like a tree. She grows more love for me every day. My mom loves me, and it will never go away. My mom is pretty. She has a lot of friends. She loves me, and I love her.
My name is Tyler. I'm 12 years old, and I go to Pittsburgh Morrow pre-K through 7. My poem is called My Mother. My mother is always there for me. She always cared for me when I was sick, always cooks for me when I am hungry. She gives me whatever I want. I appreciate everything she does. You can be very annoying at times, but I still love you. Whenever I want something, you give it to me. Whenever I want to go somewhere, you take me there. When I don't get good grades, you still love me. Even if I don't do something right, you still love me. If I want to do something, you let me do it. If I want to make something, you let me make it. When I love you, you love me.
My name is Bri. I'm 16 years old, and I go to the Neighborhood Academy. My mother is my best friend. My mother will always be there for me no matter what. My mother is very crazy. My mother is my twin. My mother is the one I could go to for anything. My mother is slim thick. My mother looked good for her age. My mother is my nurse, my chef, my teacher. My mother is very funny. My mother is my everything.
This is for all the mothers. My name's Terrell Coleman. I'm in eighth grade. I go to Urban Pathways. I love my mother. She's like no other. She brightens me in a way. I talk to her every day. She made sure I was safe. She helped me find a bed. She puts a roof over my head, food on my plate to make sure I'm fed. I swear she's like no other. I love my mother.
Thanks to Chad Green for putting together that collection of poems for the last day of National Poetry Month, fitting as we head into the month containing Mother's Day. And you can still hear some additional poems by going to slbradio.org and by following us on social media. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at SLB Radio. Hello to Charlie. Thank you for your note and your requests. Jim mentions Paragi and Apogee. And Jim in Pleasant Gap said, how about a head covering? His answer, toupee. Thank you for playing along. Youth Express starts in just a moment with saxophones. Then we have a string quartet today. Stick around. This is the Ducks now at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Well, I went down to the river, but the river was dry. I went down to the sea, but it was not the place to be. So I climbed the highest mountain, and I climbed to the mountaintop. Girl, I found me a home, and I don't have to roam. Stop. Oh, je chante mon petit chanson avec l'esprit de Louisiane. Oh, je viens des Grandes Prairies. Les Grandes Prairies de Manitoba. Oh, la langue est toute la même, mais la culture un petit peu différente. Oh, c'est toute une grande famille. Je chante pour toi, je chante pour moi. Thank you.
you've got the Dukes, or the Ducks, I should say, the Ducks, D-U-H-K-S, Down to the River, from their album Migrations. Now we're going to go back to September 9th, 2017. And the Golden Saxophone Quintet. The students will introduce themselves and you'll learn more about their musical life as you listen. Here they are. Thank you. Wow, that's the Golden Quintet with another color, Deep Purple's color of Smoke on the Water. I was going to kid you guys and say that song was a hit before all of you were born. It might have been a hit before Ben was born, too, I think. Ben, grab that mic there if you could. And tell me, that's your arrangement, right? It must be.
I did some of the arrangement, and so did someone named Kate Agiriotis.
That's a great arrangement
of
that song. Have you guys all heard, did you play the Deep Purple version at all for these guys?
You know, I didn't want them to get starstruck. So first we're going to, now that we've mastered our version, they're ready to listen to the legendary Deep Purple version. But, you know, I grew up listening to classic rock. So this is my, you know, my long-term goal in life was to find a way to play classic rock tunes on saxophone. So I'm glad these folks have allowed me to do that.
It actually sounds, not that there's anything wrong with Deep Purple, it actually sounds better. There's so much texture in that arrangement, and everybody had a chance to step out and play, too. How long have you been working with these guys?
I think we've been around for like a year, 2 years. Yeah. It's hard to tell. It all kind of just blends together in this crazy saxophone life we have. But I just want to thank... we're based in Canonsburg, Pennsylvania, over at David's Music House, which provides this kind of extracurricular music instruction for these folks when they're not busy in school. And, you know, I just want to thank David and the whole team for giving us the space to do it, as well as obviously everyone around me. They're such talented musicians and their parents, because, you know, a saxophone ensemble isn't really the first thing you think of when you wake up and, you know, figure out what to do that day. But I'm glad that we've had the chance to learn how to improvise and work on these kind of jazz scales and tunes and just work as a group and build trust with each other, because I think that's the most important thing a musician can really do.
I forget where I read this the other day, and it wasn't geared towards music. It was actually geared towards comedy, but it was geared towards improv. And doctors were taking improv classes so that they could have better bedside manners and could interact with patients better, because the ability to improv, whether it be with a musical instrument or on stage as an actor or as, you know, a member of a comedy troupe, really forces you, you know, there's certain rules, and not rules per se, but accepted methods of interchange, let's call that. And it's the same with music, right? These are really transferable skills to getting along with people, let alone other musicians.
I just want to relate a quick anecdote. I don't want to take away too much star time from these superstars next to me. But I also teach at the University of Pittsburgh. I teach this history of jazz class for, you know, 300 students, and you know, we break into small groups, and all of them are like medical students, or they want to be doctors or engineers. And I relay to them what you told me, because I had a dentist that was extracting my wisdom tooth, and it should have been a really unpleasant process, but it was actually really fun, because, you know, he had this great kind of Latin jazz funk tune that he was talking about, and his wife was a composer. And so I think, you know, music is at the intersection of sociality and professional decor without being formal. It really, you know, teaches you a lifelong skill of how to interact with people in a positive way. So
absolutely. That's got to be, so you have 300 in like a lecture setting?
Well, yeah, I actually teach it with a group of folks, so it's not just me. But then we break into smaller groups, so I've got 30 on, you know, of them, and I had to justify why should they learn the history of jazz. And it's, you know, kind of like what we just described. Yeah. Can teach you how to be a better person.
Yeah, it's especially here in Pittsburgh too, as so much of that history is steeped here. And I'll tell you a funny story real quickly, there's plenty of time to talk, is Chad and I and Chanessa of our staff were looking for some music to use on a piece we're producing about oral histories of men in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, I want a really nice bass line. I know a really good bass line. And I got Horace Silver and a song from my father, you know, boom, bum, 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 bum,
bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum.
Yeah. But then I'm thinking, that was almost a little mental gymnastics, because this piece was all about
patriarchs and men of wow. families. And I went to that bass line without even realizing what I had done with the lyric.
That it was a song for my father.
Exactly.
Right, wow. And that's funny because Luke is actually working on that song for a concert we're doing tomorrow. So.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, that's a great tune. Do you know that has words? There are words to that song. I'll pull that out and try to play it when cool. you're
maybe,
done.
Maybe we can sing it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Why don't we pass that mic around so we can meet each of you, and we might as well start with Luke since he's there. Luke, if my notes are right, you're 14 and at Peters, is that right?
Yeah.
And everyone, I think, has a different – I can't see everyone's sax, but what have you got there
An alto saxophone.
And how long have you been playing?
Since fourth grade, so I think that's 4 years.
And you seem very comfortable with the instrument. Do you feel that way?
Yeah.
Excellent. Any shout-outs or hellos or acknowledgments?
I guess to my mom for driving me here. It was kind of painful and tricky, but we made it.
Lots of one-way streets here in the big city. It probably was there a lot of traffic coming in?
Yeah, there was, but... Well, okay.
I'm glad you're here. What else do you like to do?
I do cross country, but I also like to paint.
Excellent. Well, and what kind of painting?
It's mostly oil-based paints, but I'm fine with anything.
Just
really.
About anything. Do you have yeah. particular subjects? Or are you doing abstract or?
I like landscape.
Excellent. Well, it's very nice to meet you. And let's meet who's next to you now. And I think is this Matthias?
Yes.
Nice to meet you. And mm-hmm. you're in sixth grade at McMurray, right?
Yep.
And tell me a bit more about yourself.
I love playing the saxophone. Go to David's Music House.
Excellent. Looks like you've got an alto there, too.
Yeah.
I can only see a lump. There it is. I can see it now. Thank you.
1926.
A 1926. Mm-hmm. Where did you get that?
Ben helped. So, eBay.
eBay. That's a nice looking mm-hmm. sax. What do you like about playing it?
Just music is nice to play. I play a little bit of piano, and this is just a step up from what I've been playing, and it's fun to do play with these guys mostly.
That's so. Great. Anything else you like to do for fun?
Hanging out with my siblings, they're always fun.
What are their names?
Joe, Mimi, and Tess.
Excellent. And are you the oldest? Or
I am second oldest.
Okay. Excellent. So that gives you, that's a good place to be, mm-hmm. I would say. I was the youngest. You can get away with a lot when you're the youngest. Well, it's nice to meet you. And let's meet the person who's about to have a birthday, and that's Brendan. Your birthday is when?
September 12th.
Oh, so you're 16. You might as well be 16.
Might as well, yeah.
Are you learning to drive?
Not quite yet.
I didn't do that until I was, I think, 18 or 19. I didn't get my license until I was 18 or 19. I learned to drive probably when I was 20 or 20. You don't really learn until after you get your license, I think. You've got a different kind of sax. You've got a soprano, right?
Yeah. Today I'm playing the soprano saxophone.
And what do you like about playing soprano? Most people, well, you may not be familiar, the soprano sax does not have, if you're thinking about it, it almost looks more like a clarinet to you. I mean, if you're at home, you're used to seeing sort of the J shape of a conventional saxophone. The soprano sax is straight. What do you like playing about it? Is it different?
Well, normally I play alto and tenor, so I kind of look at it as this is another extension of emotions and ideas that I can express through the saxophone. So, I don't know. It's also in a higher voice.
Yeah.
So, more stuff to play around with.
Yeah, I'm glad you expressed it the way you did. It gives you just another extension of yourself and your art. Would you like to pass along greetings to anybody or acknowledge anyone?
I'll say hi to my dad since he's sitting out there.
That's a good thing to do.
And I'll say hi to my mom and my sister.
Great. What's your sister's name?
Elena.
Excellent. And let's get the mic over to I think, do we have a baritone sax there? I
can't. It's a tenor.
Oh, tenor. I'm sorry. Yeah. I should get closer to the saxes than I am. And your name?
Dante.
Dante. And Dante, you're out at Ringgold, right?
Yes.
And in eighth grade now. Anybody you would like to acknowledge or say hello to?
I guess to my mom who drove me here.
Well, that's a good thing. How long have you played sax?
Like about 3 years.
And how has it changed you at all as a person, do you think, getting good at the sax? And
probably. It just gives me a lot more to do in my free time.
Any other ways at all?
I don't know. I guess mentally.
Yeah.
It's like learning to read music and other things like that.
Yeah. I would imagine learning to play with other people, too, has got to be a pretty big thing.
Yeah.
What else do you like to do?
I play football.
I had a feeling. I'm looking at this Fighting Irish shirt. What's nice to meet you. And if you're just joining us from David's Music House, Ben Barson is here with the Golden Quintet, Luke and Dante and Matthias and Brendan. And before, this is our last chance to talk. Oh, who did I? I think I got everybody. Did I? Luke? I started with Luke.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, I got them all. Let's turn the mic back to Ben for a minute. Anything else? This is our last chance to talk on the radio before you play. Did we miss anything we should mention?
I don't think so. I wish I could say something more, but it's just been such an honor to work with these guys. I have so much fun. I feel like I'm getting paid to have fun.
Yeah.
So everyone should stop paying me and just let me do this in my free time. Yep, just kidding, guys. Please don't do that. So, but check out David's Music House on Facebook, online, if you're in the kind of Southern Hills area. And we're going to play one more tune for you guys, if that's okay. It's called Mercy, Mercy, Mercy.
Oh,
it's a Joe Zawinul classic.
You could not ask for a better song than the one you're about to hear. You've heard it. If you don't recognize the name, you'll recognize the song, I think. Once again, the Golden Saxophone Quintet featuring volunteer Ben Barson.
Thank you.
Well, there you've got the Golden Saxophone Quintet, recorded back on September 9th, 2017. And I think, Alexander was mentioning his stage jazz band plays this song at Moon Area High School. We're going to talk with all of our quartet members coming up in just a moment. I can't talk over those last few notes. In just a moment, live music as part of our Youth Express Hour with the Coloratura Quartet. We'll have them verify my pronunciation of that, and we'll introduce them to you in a moment. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, Alexis Thompson, and Chad Green. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on a great network of community radio stations and internet streaming services, including Loudspeaker One, Fort Collins, Colorado, TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, and Radio Garden, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio.
Fox went out one chilly night. He prayed for the moon to give him light. Many a mile to go that night before he reached the town. Oh, the town, oh, hey, yeah. Many a mile to go that night before he reached the town. Oh. He ran till he came to a great big pen where the ducks and the geese was kept there. A couple of you gonna grease my chin before I leave this town. Oh, the town. Didn't mind, crank, 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 and legs are hanging down. Oh,
And John, he ran to the top of the hill. He blowed his horn both loud and shrill. The fox, he said, I better run with my kill, or I'll soon be on my trail. Oh, my trail. Oh. Hey, yeah, the fox, he said, I better run with my kill, or I'll soon be on my trail. Oh. He ran till he came to his cozy den. There was the little ones, 8, 9, 10. Daddy, daddy, better go back again. It must be a mighty fine town. Hey, yeah, daddy, daddy goes back again. It must be a mighty fine town. Well, the fox and his wife didn't have no strength. They cut up the goose with a fork and a knife. They never did have such a supper in their life. And the little ones chewed on the bones, oh, the bones, oh. Hey, yeah, they never did have such a supper in their life. And the little ones chewed on the bones, oh.
Spider John Kerner and the Fox. And I can't wait to introduce you to the musicians that we have here getting ready to play. And we probably, Alexander's been holding the mic now for like an hour, so it would seem. We're going to talk with everybody first. I'll let you introduce yourself.
We're happy to be here. I'm Alexander, but I go by Harry. And
Are you Harry?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Gosh, I got that backwards. I can't see your instruments, which is one reason. Sorry, Harry. This is Harry Burton, right?
That's right.
Okay. From Winchester Thurston Sr.
Mm-hmm.
We should let you use your real name. Sorry about that. tell me about yourself. Where do you, what community you live in, where you go to school?
I live in Squirrel Hill, and I'm a senior at Winchester Thurston. I'm graduating this year, and so for college, I'm going to CMU, just down the block.
Wonderful.
And, yeah, I'm planning to study chemical engineering.
Ooh, that's what I did. I'm serious.
Really?
So we can talk about that, honestly. Doherty Hall, 2210 and 1112. Be prepared to spend a lot of time there. Is there anybody you'd like to acknowledge? Any teachers, parents, family?
I'd like to say thank you to Ms. Hensley for arranging all of this. She is the person who coordinates all of our group meetings. And I'd like to say thank you to my parents for driving me here. And for, I guess, supporting my musical career.
Excellent. And you mentioned jazz band before, so just
right.
To clear that up, I had said Alexander was with the jazz band. It's you with the jazz band at Winchester Thurston, not at Moon.
Yeah.
And you play trumpet?
That's right. I've been playing for maybe 5 or 6 years, and I've been in the jazz band all 4 years I've been at WT.
Fantastic. And you're playing violin. And what's the quartet's name?
We are going to be playing Borden's second string quartet in D major.
And what do you call the quartet as an ensemble? Is it coloratura?
Yeah, coloratura.
Coloratura. I like it. Nice to meet you. Thank you. And now let's see who I'm going to misidentify next. I'll just ask you your name. Hello.
I'm Sally.
Hi, Sally. And where do you go to school and how old are you?
I go to Mount Lebanon High School and I'm 15.
Nice to meet you. And you're, hold that a little closer, you're playing violin as well?
Yeah.
How long have you played?
Think about 8-ish years, more or less, around that time.
That's a long time. Anybody you'd like to acknowledge or say hello to?
Also Ms. Hensley, because she also organizes all this stuff every single week.
Excellent. And I'm curious, have you thought about what you might like to do once you get out of high school? I know it's a little early yet.
I really have no idea, but it's probably going to be somewhere in like the science field.
Excellent. Well, it's nice to meet you. And let's see who's next to you on your left. Here we have not Harry, but Alexander. Hi.
Hello.
And you're playing viola. Tell me a bit about yourself.
I'm Alexander Stern. I am a junior at Moon Area High School. I've been playing viola for about 6 years now, and yeah.
And any thoughts about school yet, or what's going to happen after you graduate?
A little bit. You know, I got to start researching into that, and, you know, it's coming up in my senior year, but probably do something in business or maybe something in music as well. So, yeah, keep my options open.
That's probably what I would be doing at this point. Do you have any acknowledgments?
Thank my parents, you know, supporting my music career, and thanks Ms. Hensley as well, obviously, you know, coordinating everything, you know, getting us here, so, yeah.
Excellent. Is there a reason you chose viola as opposed to, say, violin?
Well, my sister started playing violin when I was little, and, you know, I didn't want to play the same instrument as she did. And I was like, well, the viola is similar, so I started playing the viola, so yeah.
That's curious. We were talking about Mrs. Cunningham, who led Youth Chamber Connection, who put all of you together. Mrs. Cunningham's off-air, I mentioned Mrs. Cunningham. Her son plays viola, and I asked him that question once, and I'm paraphrasing, but he basically said, market demand. You know, lots of violin players, not as many viola players.
Oh, yeah.
And he's been very successful, but I think it's more than just market demand. He's a very good player. Well, it's nice to meet you. We have one more quartet member that we're going to meet, and then the quartet is going to play. And I can't get this name wrong because I've met everybody else. This is Helena.
Correct. I'm Helena Baer, and I go to Aquinas Academy of Pittsburgh. I am a senior, and I will also be graduating. And actually, I'll graduate May 28th, and then I'll turn 18 May 30th. So,
wow.
Yes, and similar to Harry, I plan to go to college for chemical engineering. So that's kind of funny, three chemical engineers in one
room. We outnumber you guys. Oh, that's amazing.
Yes.
What made you choose chemical engineering?
I absolutely fell in love with chemistry. I have this weird dichotomy going on where, like, I'm obsessed with math and also science, and I loved physics, but physics is so hard. And it's I love it, but chemistry just comes so naturally to me.
That's kind of the way it was for me, too. And I'm very biased, but I think chemical engineering can prepare you to do lots of different things.
Absolutely.
As a discipline, believe it or not. Do you want to say hello to anybody?
Absolutely. And, of course, thank you to Miss Hensley for coordinating everything. As we have all said, we appreciate her. She does so much stuff. Don't know how she does it. And I'd also love to give a shout out to my private teacher, Nicole Myers. I would not be here if it weren't for her.
Nicole is great. I know
Nicole. She's wonderful. Best teacher. So I'm very blessed to have her. And my parents, of course, for supporting me in my musical career, as we've all said. Thank you to them for just loving me the whole time. So.
And do you know where you're going to college?
Yes. I'll be going to University of Pittsburgh, Swanson School of Engineering, and the Honors College.
Excellent engineering school.
So excited.
Yeah.
So excited.
Are you going to live down there?
Yes. I hope to live in Sutherland.
Excellent. Well, it's. Can you tell us the piece you're about to play?
Yeah. We are playing the first movement of Alexander Borodin's String Quartet, number 2. Alexander Borodin was a Russian composer, and not only was he a composer, he was also a chemist. This first movement is perfect for this time of year, as I personally, I don't know if everybody agrees with me, but it's very spring-like, so I hope you enjoy.
Well, I'll give you a chance. You can just put the microphone down anywhere handy where your bow is fine, and it's a pleasure now. This is all live here today, the Coloratura Quartet from Youth Chamber Connection. ¶¶ Bravo, the Calora Tora Quartet this morning at the Saturday Light Brigade. And you sounded just absolutely wonderful this morning. Did anybody want to say something that they didn't get a chance to? Just checking. I always like to check that. I wish you all the best of luck. Thank you for being here this morning. And you sounded great. You can learn more about Youth Chamber Connection at youthchamberconnection.org. Now, coming up in about 10 minutes or so, live music with singer-songwriter Halloway Williams, who I see, I believe, out. Yes, I see her there. And she'll be joining us in our next hour. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square.
Let it shine on, let it shine on, let your light from your lighthouse shine on me, let it shine on, let it shine on, let your light from your lighthouse shine on me. Let it shine on, let it shine on, let your light from your lighthouse shine on me. Well, let it shine on, let it shine on, let your light from the lighthouse shine on me. Well, my Lord, He done just what He
Maria McKee, let your light shine on me. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger and Chad Green and Alexis Thompson's out there too. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, and Phoenix. Brand new, we're so happy that you're able to be with us. WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
Way out here they've got a name for wind and rain and fire. And they call the wind Mariah. Mariah blows the stars around, sends the clouds a-flying. Mariah makes the mountains sound like folks were up there dying. Far behind me. Now I'm so lost, so doggone lost, not even God can find me.
Figured out they what they call the wind? Mariah, that's what they call the wind. That's from the musical Paint Your Wagon. Bobby Osborne of the Osborne Brothers doing that. Coming up, Holloway Williams live in the studio.